Sisters Freehold is a recent arrival in Baltimore's theater scene, but is already making quite a name for itself, including a recent profile in the Baltimore Banner. This weekend, Saturday and Sunday, May 13 and 14, they'll be presenting a staged reading of an intriguing new play developed right here, Tofana by Julia Marks, directed by Katie Heilman. To fill in the blanks, I'm joined by Abigail Cady, director of the company's Horticulture Playwrights Workshop. Welcome, Abby.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you here. So, Tofana, who or what is that?
Tofana is a reimagining of the story of Julia Tofana, who was a Renaissance woman in more ways than one. She lived during the Renaissance. She has the most notoriety for poisoning hundreds of men by giving their wives poison disguised as a cosmetic.
She would provide poison to Italian women.
Yes.
Why?
Back in the Renaissance, there were not many ways to be a woman in the world. You could be a nun, you could be married, or you could be a prostitute. And the women who were married had an out. If their husband died, they would inherit all of his wealth and be a respectable, wealthy widow. So Julia Tofana provided that avenue for women to have their own freedom.
Sounds like a great setup for an Agatha Christie or something.
It does, yeah.
That's remarkable. As a modern play, that sounds as if it would certainly resonate with conversations about female empowerment and women's autonomy.
Certainly, yes. The play is meant to reframe the story because we have very little historical record about Julia Tofana, and the playwright, also named Julia Marks, did a lot of research trying to find any other perspective other than she was a raging murderess, and her notoriety extended so far that when Mozart was dying, he thought he had been poisoned with Aqua Tofana, which was not true, but it was so present in people's minds that this woman had this power to kill men just because she wanted to, which is not the real reason. The play is reframing that around the relationships between Julia with her mother, Teofania, and her daughter, Girolama, and the lineage of these three women and how their stories connect and the various ways in which they have tried to maintain or regain their power.
What an intriguing, mysterious little tidbit of history. This was developed here. Tell me a little more about the Horticulture Workshop that you lead and what might be coming up.
Horticulture Playwrights Workshop is a year-long process in which two playwrights start with an idea and end with a fully developed script that would ideally be ready for production. We have a table reading halfway through just so the playwrights can hear what they have so far, and what's coming up now are the final staged readings where we welcome the public to hear their feedback so the playwrights can take that moving forward as they continue to work on the scripts. We had our first readings 2 weekends ago. That was a play called Fire Runners by Sharia Harris. It was excellent. I'm very excited for the one coming up with Julia. Coming up for Horticulture is we have the applications for the next round opening in the next few weeks. So keep an eye on the Sisters Freehold website if you are interested in developing a play yourself. The application is meant to be really welcoming and accessible for everybody.
So anyone who wants to explore their playwriting opportunities, or for more information or to get tickets for Tofana coming up on May 13th and 14th at Sisters Freehold, you can go to sistersfreehold.org or email Abby, ABBY, at sistersfreehold.org. Abby, thanks so much for talking to me today.
Thank you so much for having me.